This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. If you quit your job, you don't have to answer to your boss ever again, or your company, right? No, actually. There are millions of workers in the U.S. whose employers restrict their ability to work elsewhere even after they've left the job. President Biden is expected to sign an executive order this week that will give some of those workers more freedom after they leave a job and make it easier for some workers to move across state lines. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
The administration wants to curtail what are called non-compete agreements, contracts that bar employees from going to work for the competition. The White House says 30 million people are affected. Ryan Nunn is a researcher with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He says there is justification for non-compete clauses.
Protection of trade secrets.
But those agreements also limit some construction workers, truck drivers, or hotel workers for what Nunn says are the wrong reasons.
To try to reduce turnover, to try to keep workers from, you know, looking for outside opportunities.
And healthcare workers, too, says South Carolina surgeon Marcelo Hochman. Non-compete agreements can restrict young physicians at the start of their careers.
You now are bound by this contract, which you have signed, and which is very difficult, really, to get out of.
The Biden administration also wants to ban some occupational licensing requirements for, say, hairdressers or accountants. The goal is to make it easier for people to move to another state and still be able to work in their field. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.